Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Monday. And it couldn't be much nicer than this, can it? 85 degrees. Little haze in the sky. Of course, if you are outside looking up, you already know this stuff, but that's what I do the best. Speak the obvious. That's what we're doing here this afternoon. Good to have you with us. We are getting ready to go into the next to the last week of May. Good show this afternoon. I hope you stick around for it. We put a lot of effort into this one this afternoon. Our leftovers come up at about 4:40. Today we have the story of a guy that was shopping for paint and reached to pick up the paint and got bit by a copperhead snake in a store. We are the best at finding stories about snakes or alligators biting people, and we're not going to let you down this afternoon. We're going to talk to the Corn Belters president, Steve Malliott, at about 3:10. Of course, we have, this is a great day for our history segment today. This is the day Bonnie and Clyde met their maker. Wait till you hear the audio that we found for that. And, of course, we have our birthday stuff coming up at about 2:40. A lot of good ones there today. But we're going to kick off the show today with Yulin Ma from Illinois State University, my alma mater, and mighty proud of it. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm tickled to death to have you here. We get together about once a month or so with the folks from the ISU College of Business, and we find out what they're up to. The last show we had on with you guys was talking about pet insurance, I was just amazed. And you're going to amaze me again here as I look at our notes and the bullet points you have on what you have as information here. This is stuff I don't know anything about. And I'm wanting to learn today. So no pressure on you today. But if I just were to say the general topic is plugins for insurance, that blankets everything, right?
Yeah, so it's usage-based insurance, and sometimes people refer to it as UBI or pay-as-you-drive. And so basically the bottom line of that is that the insurance premium would be more closely aligned with a person's actual driving behavior.
Okay, so that's what UBI really is. And this is brand new to me, and you would think I've driven for a lot of years. I've not heard of this, so I'm going to guess it's relatively new. Is that right?
Yes, it's relatively new. That has been around for a couple of years and offered by several different insurance companies.
Okay, explain it again. UBI, it's usage-based insurance. So if you were my insurance agent and I came to you and I said, Yulin, I would like to just get some UBI insurance. What would you have back to say to me?
Sure. To participate in UBI, typically insurance companies would require policyholders to plug an onboard device to the car, and while the car is running, the device would collect your driving data. Ah. And insurance companies will use the data to price your auto insurance. And
wow!
If you have one of those newer models vehicles, they may come with a telematics system, and it would automatically keep track of your driving. Then you don't need to plug anything into your car to participate in UBI. But typically, those devices, that the type of data that's collected include how much you drive, and when you drive, and how you drive.
Uh-oh.
So, so it's good news for some, but may not be good news for some. So how much you drive, that the more you're on the road, the more likely you will be involved in a car accident. So your premium is going to be higher as well.
Could it be lower, maybe?
It could be lower.
Probably
so for
not,
people
though.
Who drive less, then they will expect to pay lower premiums under UBI compared to traditional insurance. And also when you drive, that if you tend to drive after midnight when statistics show that the accident rates are higher, your premium will reflect that as well.
I'll be darned.
And more importantly, how you drive. So do you tend to have hard brakes or do you tend to make sharp turns frequently? All those factors would be considered and factored into auto insurance pricing under UBI program.
I like this so far, at least if you pay attention to how you're supposed to be driving.
Sure.
Will it? Is this something that a lot of insurance companies are going to or looking at as a way to price their own products?
There are more and more insurance companies are entering into UBI market. And right now, It's available through several major insurance companies like State Farm, Progressive, Liberty Mutual, Travelers, and there are other insurance companies that are currently developing their own programs as well. And the programs may vary slightly from companies to company, but the bottom line is that under UBI system, the premium rate would be more closely aligned with a person's driving behavior than it currently does under traditional auto insurance.
You know, I kind of like this idea. And you've done studies, I guess, of the College of Business has done studies of how this works. Does it or is it specific enough, focused enough, that if I were to go to a State Farm agent here in town and say, I'd like to take a look at UBI pricing for my car, are the statistics they have, the actuary, I'm guessing, are they specifically for this market area or are they just general statistics?
Right now, this is kind of new mm-hmm. to the market. And so most insurance companies that they are still at the stage of collecting, we call it telematics data, trajectory data, and trying to provide a link between driving risks and the insurance costs. And that's one of the goals that we're trying to achieve for our research as well, that for the research that I'm doing, we use a traffic app that collects driving data, and our team analyzes the data with the goal of providing a link between driving risks and accident costs. And the information that's generated by our research would be helpful to insurance companies that are interested in entering into UBI program mm-hmm. to establish their premium rates.
Wow. It's just amazing to me what you smart people are doing at colleges and universities. And this just seems so logical that it would be the next step. I, for example, let me just give you an example. I have an older truck.
Sure.
Like it's a 97 truck. Would I be able to get UBI for something that old or not?
Depends on the car. If
okay.
If your car is capable of allowing the plug-in to work,
okay.
then possible. Another route is a possibility for insurance companies to use app. So through your phone, they can keep track of your driving data as well. And so that's another possibility if your car does not allow for those plug-ins.
They can still figure out a way to do that. This is just amazing. And I did this last week with the pet insurance, or last month. I just was like, I can't believe this is going on. So how does it differ? I mean, it's pretty obvious how it may differ, but what are the big differences between insurance that I would buy right now, for example, liability, comprehensive, things like that? How would that differ from a UBI policy?
Sure. Traditionally, the way auto insurance works is that insurance companies use a rating system called class rating, mm-hmm. that they use demographic information, your age, your gender, your marital status, your driving experience, and classify people into different risk categories and price accordingly. But your actual driving behavior does not affect your premium rate for this coming year. UBI, on the other hand, use dynamic data and to factor into this pricing. And so the less you're on the road and the safer you drive, the less the premium you'll end up paying.
I really like this now because it's clear there are some times that I'll pay for a premium for my truck, which I don't drive. I drive from here to work, and it's less than 2 miles, and that's all I drive it for. But yet I'm betting I'm paying a higher premium for that. I like this. So who is going to have the advantage on this? Why is this, if I'm just a customer, explain how this could be advantageous for me.
Sure. This would especially benefit low-risk drivers, that the low-risk drivers under this system, they now have the opportunity to save money by proving that they are low-risk drivers. And a system like this would also give consumers the opportunity to control their premium costs mm-hmm. by incentivizing them to drive less or drive more carefully because their premiums would directly reflect that. And when people drive less and drive more carefully, the society would benefit as well because fewer cars on the road and a safer population would mean there will be less congestion, less accidents, and less air pollution, and less wear and tear on the road, which benefits the society.
Absolutely. Here's cynical Dan asking the question right now. Of course, that's why people would want to have it. You know, take care of your driving. Do the best you can. Keep your car off the road if you have to. Does that necessarily translate into my premium going to be less, or am I going to pay the same amount and the insurance is going to have to not worry about, you see what I mean, not worry about covering as many accidents?
So
is that a good question or not? Because you're kind of, I don't know if that's good or not.
So it depends on, you know, whether you are higher risk or lower risk. Mm-hmm. So for lower risk people, yes, they will benefit from a system like this because traditionally they subsidize higher risks when they are grouped together. But under this new system, they can expect to pay lower premiums if they prove that, they don't drive as much and they drive carefully.
Yeah.
But the counterpart of this is that people who are considered higher risks, that because they will no longer be subsidized by lower risk people, and eventually they can expect their premiums to increase. So people who drive more or who have so-called unsafe driving habits, they may not be a fan of this type of system.
Talking to Yulin Ma from Illinois State's College of Business, and they've been working on a study, research on UBI, the usage-based insurance. Who wouldn't like this? People that just are bad drivers? Is that basically who's not going to like this?
They would most likely be the parties that would not be a big fan of this.
We'll see their premiums go up a little bit. But I, as a good driver, would not have to worry about that. I'm paying part of their load, as I probably am now. Is that right?
Sure. So lower risk drivers, that they should prefer a system like this because the price would more reflect of their true risks.
Absolutely. Is UBI available anywhere in our market here right now in Bloomington or in McLean County in Illinois?
It's available from State Farm, as far as I know. And if you know some companies that they also offer online application, and you can get it through Progressive as well. And so they're couple of options.
Yeah, the main thing is, I guess, is to ask your agent, you know, what's available and if it's available, when it may be coming, and things like that. But it's going to be here eventually. I think everybody, if State Farm is doing it right now, you know everybody else is going to fall in. Once State Farm does all the heavy lifting of the research, everybody else will figure in from there. This is fascinating. Well, you guys are doing great things over at ISU in the College of Business. And please keep them up. I'm glad you came in. Now, they told you it was only going to be 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
Sorry, we've just gone overboard by 5 minutes. So, but yeah, this is wonderful. Keep us posted, if you will, on exactly how this is going. Where would you say on the timeline of this type of insurance? Where are we? Are we closer to having it as a product that anybody can get anytime, anywhere? Or are we closer still to the beginning?
We are probably at the beginning right now, and as we speak, there are insurance companies, they are developing their products. And products like this, it would cost money, mm-hmm. Because for the hardware, the plug-in, it costs money, and for pricing part, actuaries, they need to develop the algorithm to figure out how to calculate premiums. And so the more data the industry have, the more likely that the more companies would get into this program.
I'm amazed. Yulin Ma, Dr. Yulin Ma. I'm sorry I didn't say doctor earlier.
You're fine.
Well, no, but I should say that. You work hard to get those letters and words in front of you. I should at least respect that. College of Business at Illinois State University. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, I didn't ask you, who is funding this, or is this just a project that Illinois State's doing? Who funds it?
This is a project that's funded by Federal Highway Administration. And so our research team include not only myself, but also faculty members at the University of Arizona, and the app company that developed the traffic app allow us to collect the data.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great team.
I think it is, too. Thank you. It's awfully nice to meet you. Come back anytime. You're always welcome, okay?
Thank you so much.
You betcha. 223 right now at AM 1230, WJBC and WJBC.com.